Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome to Behind the Shield. With me, I have Greg Papa. Greg Papa, welcome to Behind the Shield.
Hello, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm Peachy. You're doing a lot better than I am. You're the California Sportscaster of the Year, a fantastic and well-deserved honor. And but it's not your first time, correct?
It is not. It's actually the third time that I've won, and it's obviously strictly for my work on the Raider broadcast, which is so exciting. I think everybody throughout the state, because of our vast Raider radio network, is able to hear our broadcast with Coach Flores. So, it's been, I won it a couple years back-to-back, and I've won it now three times total. And I didn't realize after I won it the first time, and then I kind of looked at it the second time, who are the actual people that have won this award. And then it became much more powerful to me. Vince Scully has won it 31 times.
Wow.
Arguably the greatest baseball broadcaster of all time, voice of the LA Dodgers. Chick Hearn won it the very first year the award was given out, back in the late 50s. Chick, I think, is along with a select group of people, one of the greatest basketball announcers of all time, and someone that I was close to personally. But the one name that was the most powerful when I saw the list, and not too many people have won it three times, was Bill King. Won it multiple times himself, and I think Bill is the greatest all-around sports broadcaster the nation has known, with his work in football, basketball, and baseball. And without question, the honor is more poignant for me, because I think Bill won it for the same reason that I won it, because of the Raiders radio network throughout the state. And so it means a lot to me. I was thinking of Bill a lot the other day. A mutual friend of ours is writing a book on Bill, and I sat and talked about Bill for about an hour and a half. And so I was thinking of him. It's just a great lineage to be able to pass on, because Bill won it, this award, multiple times with his work on the Raiders. So I'm just honored to be on a list that includes Vince Scully, Chick Hearn, and Bill King.
Well, I think I think of you as the hardest working man in Bay Area sports, or maybe just all of sports. Right there, you gave an example of exactly how knowledgeable you are, not only about the athletes, but about your own belly of work, if you will. You just rattled off names and statistics for people in your field, and yet you also carry a wealth of knowledge, not only about the Raiders, but also as a matter of fact, we're on a phone call right now, but you're on your way to talk about a Warriors game. You talk about the Giants. You talk about every Bay Area team, including college teams. How do you keep everybody straight and so much information up to date?
Well, I have a hard time keeping my children's names in order, so I prioritize. It's just what I do. It's a labor of love. If I wasn't doing it professionally, don't tell anybody this because I want the checks to keep coming, but if I wasn't doing it professionally, I'd be with the Raider Nation in the Black Hole every Sunday watching the game. So it's just been an unbelievable ride for me to be able to do what I've loved my entire life. So it's not really work. It's just kind of who I am. And people like Vin Scully and Chick Hearn, these are people that I know and have spent time with, and the very highest honor that is bestowed on me is just being included in a group. I was honored when I won it the first time, but the people from Salisbury, North Carolina, who landed out the National Sportscaster of the Year, sent me a list of the people that have won it in the state of California. And it was, again, I think, you're talking, Van is the best baseball broadcaster of all time, Chick is the best basketball broadcaster of all time, and Bill's the best football broadcaster of all time, and I think the greatest all-around broadcaster of all time. And that's incidentally, is the touchdown Raider call that I've kind of let go over the years more and more. Was originally done in a different version, which was my tribute to Bill King, because that was Bill's touchdown call, was touchdown Raiders at the end. So, and I took a little more liberties with the length of it and the emphasis points, but it is a tribute to Bill King.
Now, what do you like talking about most when you are on the air? Is it about the players and, you know, their backgrounds, or actually what's going on when you're calling the action of a game?
Oh, it's the game. It's the game. You know, the players are interesting, but a lot of people in life are interesting. You're interesting. I meet interesting people all the time, so that's not what gravitated me towards it. It's the game. It's the strategy of the game, the great skill of these players to be able to do what they do in a high-pressurized environment. So demanding on them personally, and I see the preparation they put in. You think I work hard. It's nothing compared to what these players put in to prepare, the different challenges, whether it's the day-to-day grind of baseball on you mentally and physically, the exhausting schedule that the NBA requires. And football is so demanding on so many levels. The amount of work those men put into for those 3 hours on Sunday, people would have no idea. They prepare 60 hours throughout the week. Just about every waking moment throughout the week is to prepare for those 3 hours on Sunday. So it's the game. It's just the thrill of the game. It's the, you know, some days you don't have the energy level as other days to do it. But when you walk into that stadium or you walk into that arena, and there's 60,000 people or 20,000 people that are going there for pure entertainment, and you get the buzz of the crowd and just the feel of the game coming, there's never been a day or night when the game actually started when I wasn't, you know, all my tentacles weren't alive to go, because it's just the pulsating energy of the crowd that drives you. So that's the easy part. The travel's the hard part. But it's the game. And in my situation, to be able to, you know, throw myself into the game in the middle of it all, it's just so exhilarating. So it's purely and simply the joy of the game.
Well, as someone who actually has their finger on the pulse of the Raiders, what do the Raider fans, the Raider Nation, what do they need to look forward to next season? What do you see in this team?
I think truly the beginning of the new era of Reggie McKenzie and Dennis Allen. I think this year, to a large extent, but just the transition year, they had to kind of take inventory and see what they had. And I think, to a large extent, Reggie was managing and Dennis was coaching Al Davis's football team. And now I think really, after a year of assessing and a full schedule of games to assess the players' weaknesses and strengths, I think they'll be able to make the changes that they want to make, both from a personnel standpoint to a style of play.
Okay.
Standpoint. So I think this past year was just a transition year that needed to be, everybody needed to go through it. And I think next year will be the real, true new era, new style of play, some new personnel, top to bottom in some areas. And I think then we'll be able to see the new generation of Raider football for the first time.
All right. Well, sorry to make you work, but, you know, it happens when you get titled with California Sportscaster of the Year. You know, we like to make you work. We want to hear what you know.
I got Matt Lauer's waiting on line two, Jeanette.
Well, I got to go then. He's pretty important.
Outside of broadcasting a game, talking to you on the phone or in person is the most joy I get. So,
all right, Raider Nation, we got to let him go. Greg Papa, congratulations. Jeanette Thompson, thanks for listening to this edition of Behind the Shield.